Women with cervical cancer were told today that they can access the drug pembrolizumab. The drug is suitable for some patients with the cancer, and despite not being approved for use in cervical cancer treatment here, it was paid for by the state for the women affected in the cervical check controversy. Now, women who are not in that group will also have access to the treatment. I spoke to the chair of the Irish Society of Medical Oncology, Dr. Deirdre O'Mahony, and asked her if she welcomes the decision.
Well, I wasn't actually aware that a final decision had been made. I know that the Department of Health had actually approached the NCCP and then subsequently medical oncologists to look for options and proposals for submissions to look at patient safety to ensure access to pembrolizumab. So I was interested to hear, you know, sort of the discussion this morning that it has been approved.
But you have not been aware of that formally, not been made aware of that. So when it comes to prescribing this for patients who may be able to use this drug, you're not there yet.
No, I do not believe so.
The head of the National Centre for Pharma Economics, Professor Michael Barry, said today that the Minister for Health should stick with the system when it comes to approving access to drugs and that this was a once-off. Do you agree with that sentiment and statement?
The sentiment and statement, I suppose I don't in one way. I think that, you know, sort of, I think that there's an unfairness to what is happening currently. I think, you know, sort of that as a medical oncologist, I'm always going to make the argument and debate to try and, you know, sort of access drugs for our patients. I find the what is happening currently to be unfair. Unfair for, obviously, you know, sort of the initial approval of pembrolizumab to the 221, the suggestion that it's accessed now to all patients with cervical cancer, when there are other patients with other cancers where there's a lot of data to support the use of immunotherapy or other therapies that are not available to our patient cohort.
So you're saying there are other pembros out there, if you like, people would love access to them and can't get them.
There are, and I think there's a huge difficulty at the moment. Obviously, pembrolizumab or any of the other checkpoint inhibitors are getting a lot of airtime, and they obviously we welcome the use of these drugs. They have improved outcomes for our patients, but a small cohort of our patients. This is not a home run. This is not the only answer for our patients. But there's this misconception in the public that immunotherapy should be there for all and that it is going to be a winner for all.
But it will only work for, as you say, a small cohort of patients. So what is the problem here then? What is there a delay in approving drugs, or are we reluctant to approve drugs because of cost?
I think that the process is one that is I suppose is necessary, because otherwise we will not be able to function as a country if we're not able to financially support ourselves. And so we have to be prudent in our prescribing. And we, you know, sort of, so I am one who is involved in the process, agrees with the process. I think the process sometimes needs to be a little faster. We don't seem to have the same speed of drug approval that is available in Europe. But the idea of being the person providing the drug, you know, sort of without sound approval process, it goes against the grain.
Should the drug companies not step up here, though, and provide the necessary funding to meet the standards set out here in Ireland for approval?
I think that's a component of it, but I think we need to, if we're going to just talk about this issue in particular with regard to cervical cancer, we're jumping on this drug based on a phase 2 study which incorporated 98 patients in whom there was a response rate of only 14%. Now, it was wonderful for those patients that responded. There were some durable responses, and so if we had a better way of identifying the patients who were going to work, then we could be in a better situation.
So brass tacks here, are you saying that the minister should not have said to the women in the 221 group that you can have access to pembro if it is proven to work for you?
Well, I think over 6 months ago, we were asked, you know, sort of as the as chair of the Irish Society of Medical Oncologists, we were asked our opinion. And in that, I provided a statement where we recommended that there be a coordinated effort to look at not just the approval of pembro, because pembro isn't going to be the answer for the greater majority of these patients, but to look at other steps that would be necessary to look to the future. when we're talking about patients with advanced cancer, we're not just talking about one drug, unfortunately. We're talking about sometimes sequencing of drugs. We need to know what's going to be here after Pembro. And this is a unfortunately, a space that is quite empty.
But where we are today is we have approval now. You have approval to use Pembro for the patients where you know it might have a chance of working. I assume you would like some clarity on when you can start prescribing the drug.
Absolutely, because it was only yesterday that we as a group were in consultation with the National Cancer Control Programme, where we were trying to set out recommendations on how this process can happen. To have an open approval of a drug without the appropriate safety measurements is going to open all of our patients to potential toxicities.
Okay, and how will you deal with that as a practitioner?
Well, our recommendation was that if we were to have open access to pembrolizumab for this patient cohort, there should be a management structure in place that we're going to be able to collect data. We're going to be able to collate it and record it and review it in a very quick manner so that we can understand that if there are a patient cohort in which this drug is not safe, in which there are toxicities, that we're going to be able to use that information to ensure patient safety.
But if all that were to happen, that would mean further delays for the people who are waiting for this drug.
In truth, it would. And this is why it is entirely frustrating that when approached over 6 months ago and when we suggested the possibility of clinical trials and we suggested the possibility of putting in structures in place, that we're here now 6 months later having the same conversation.
Well, that is Dr. Deirdre O'Mahony there, Chair of the Irish Society of Medical Oncology. And we asked the Department of Health for a response to some of the points that Dr. O'Mahony made. They've issued a statement saying the Minister is aware of the concerns raised regarding the question of providing pembrolizumab to other cervical cancer patients on the same basis as encompassed by the government decision of the 11th of May of this year. The statement goes on to say any proposals must place patient safety as a priority, given that this is not a licensed medicine for the treatment of cervical cancer.